This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump and Iran are both signaling they're stepping back from the brink of conflict after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Addressing the nation from the White House, the president seemed intent on de-escalating the crisis.
Iran appears to be standing down.
And while he boasted of America's military might,
we do not want to use it.
Instead, the president says the U.S. will immediately put new economic sanctions on Iran, which launched the strikes after America killed Tehran's top general, a sequence that brought the two nations closer to all-out war. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A vote is set for Thursday in the U.S. House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At least four people were killed and 15 others injured by a suicide car bombing Wednesday in the center of Mogadishu. The explosion at a checkpoint near the presidential palace took place as people lined up. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. The black boxes have been recovered from a Ukrainian airliner that crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran Airport early Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. Reuters' Joe Davies has details.
The Boeing 737 came down early on Wednesday, shortly after takeoff from Tehran, en route to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Its carrier, Ukraine International Airlines, said the plane was only 3 years old and was last serviced just 2 days ago. The airline's president offered his condolences to the victims' families.
On behalf of our company, I offer deep condolences to family members of the people who were on board. It was one of our best planes with excellent, trustworthy crew.
The airline, which until now had an unblemished safety record, said it's doing everything possible to determine the cause.
That is Joe Davies reporting. Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance on Wednesday since a daring escape from Japan, where he's wanted on financial charges. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
In his first public comment since fleeing to Lebanon from Japan, the ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn attempted a point-by-point rebuttal of the charges against him, aided by internal Nissan company documents, accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment, and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives he says conspired against him.
These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
The Tokyo prosecutor's office said Ghosn's allegations completely ignore his own conduct and that one-sided criticism of the Japanese criminal justice system is totally unacceptable.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family and forge their own path. We get details from AP's Jennifer King.
In a statement issued by Buckingham Palace and posted on the couple's Instagram account, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they've chosen to make a transition to carve out a progressive new role within the institution, work to become financially independent, and balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America while continuing to honor their duties. It's not known exactly where in the Americas the couple would spend their time. Royal watchers say that senior royals are understood to be disappointed by the announcement. Buckingham Palace responded with a terse statement saying discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. I'm Jennifer King.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices posting gains. The Dow was up by 0.56%. The S&P added 0.49% and the Nasdaq gained 0.67%. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.